Max, where are you?
I'm right over here, 99.
Oh, Max, this is creepy. I don't think I like London.
You're just depressed, 99.
Depressed?
Yes, a foggy day in London town. Has you low and it has you down.
Still, I'd feel better if I could see.
Yes, well, our first order is to go to the London Palladium. Now, if we can just find someone who can tell us where it is. I beg your pardon, sir, but can you tell me how I can get to the London Palladium?
London Palladium? Certainly. Now, listen carefully. You go 2 blocks to Chelsea Place, then left to Amberley Lane, sharp right, 3 blocks till you come to a chemist shop. Then you turn right for 2 blocks till you come to Leicester Square, right 2 blocks more, and there it is, the Palladium. Have you got that?
Not all of it.
Which part didn't you get?
The part after, now listen carefully.
What's the trouble here?
The gentleman is lost. He's looking for the Palladium.
Palladium? Well, that's only 2 blocks east of Scotland Yard.
Oh, splendid. Now, how do we get to Scotland Yard?
Well, excuse me, sir. How do you find Scotland Yard?
Big bomb, ma'am. How do you find Scotland Yard?
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, but we just arrived from the United States.
Listen, I have a flashlight. Why don't we go and look for it, and if we find it, we'll send someone back for you.
That's really nice of you. Thank you. Isn't it a lovely evening?
Lovely.
Max, we've got to get organized. Open the sealed orders.
Right, 99.
What does it say, Max?
Dear Max and 99, welcome to London. That was nice of the chief. You are to contact Agent 37 at the London Palladium. He will have instructions on how you can locate and capture an American gangster known as the Scar. Although the Scar has never been photographed, he can be easily recognized by the ugly 4-inch scar on his left cheek.
The ugly what?
4-inch scar on his left cheek, 99. Like the one on that fellow over there.
What a coincidence. You're looking for me, and I'm looking for you.
Now, wait a minute, Scar. Can't we talk this over?
Max! How did you do that?
Surprised he fell for it, 99. The old gun and the flashlight trick.
What's that, Max?
Green Park, the Boathouse Tuesday.
What could that mean?
I don't know, 99. Let's look at the rest of our orders. After taking care of the Scar, proceed to the Crashing Boar Pub where the barmaid will direct you to British Control.
Well, how do we find the Crashing Boar Pub?
I don't know, 99, but we'll do a lot better once we get out of this hotel room. Really quite simple, 99. There's a password. Watch.
Pablo Fee, love.
Never before in the history of human endeavor have so many given so much to so few.
You want to get to British Control, eh? Why didn't you say so? What do you want?
My
Jackson 99, I'd like you to meet my British counterpart, Commander Hathaway.
How'd you do?
How'd you do?
This is my secretary, Miss Van Cleve.
How'd you do?
It'll be all for now, Van Cleve. Please see that we're not disturbed.
Very good, sir.
Please be seated. My sources tell me the Scar is no longer with us.
Yes, that's correct. He made the fatal mistake of pulling a gun on the fastest flashlight in London.
You feel up to another assignment, Max.
Are you kidding, Chief? You know I'll do anything.
Good, then you'll replace the Scar and infiltrate a gang of criminal cutthroats.
Before we continue, we have a security problem here. Allow me to lower the umbrella of silence.
The umbrella of silence?
England, old boy.
Now then, Max. Now, Max, several years ago, a ring of super thieves called the Scorpion Gang baffled British authorities with their daring and brilliant robberies.
Each member of the gang wore a scorpion's tattoo. Each one was a specialist. One a cat burglar, one a weapons specialist, one an explosives expert, one a driver, and their leader, a criminal genius known as the Dutchman. 3 years ago, we finally captured the entire gang and imprisoned them.
3 weeks ago, the Scorpion Gang broke jail, and they're here in London planning some spectacular robbery.
Well, how does the Scar tie in with the gang, Chief?
Their explosives expert was killed in the jailbreak. The Scar was brought in to replace him. He was brought in from the United States, so no one in the gang ever saw him.
And since Max has had demolition experience, he's a logical one to replace the Scar and join the gang.
But if you know where the gang is, why don't you just arrest them?
Because we're after bigger fish. The one in charge of the entire gang. The one who controls the Operation X.
And there's only one man who can get X.
Who?
You.
I?
You.
Which means you're elected, Mr. Smart. It goes without saying that if the gang finds you out, it will surely mean a swift and painful death. Any questions?
And just one, Commander. Have you ever considered the advantages of snuff?
Scorpion Gang will recognize you by the scar on your left cheek, Max.
But the scar's on my right cheek, Chief.
You're looking in the mirror, Max.
This is the Scar's explosives kit. You're familiar with all this, of course?
Well, yes, but I hope I don't have to use it.
We hope not. You should meet X before the robbery. If not, make sure you contact me personally for instructions. Here's my office number. Good luck.
Now remember, Max, if you forget who you are for an instant, they'll know you're an imposter and you'll be dead.
Right, Chief.
Come on, Scar. That's you, Max.
Huh?
That's you.
Oh. Right, Chief.
You'll meet with the Scorpion Gang in the boathouse at Green Park. Now, once you join them, your only contact with us will be through 99, and she's in disguise.
I get you, Chief. Well, don't worry. I can see through any disguise that 99 might be wearing. Well, how about you, Chief? How do you fit into this caper?
I've got my own job, Max. We think there's a chaos agent in British control, and my secret mission is to ferret him out.
Well, good luck, Chief.
How about a daisy, Governor?
Get lost, lady.
Max, take it. It's your daisy phone.
That's no lady. That's 99. Great disguise, 99. You really had the Chief going there for a while.
Yeah?
You advertised for a cook?
What is your specialty?
Soup.
You are the Scar.
Dutchman?
Ah!
You are late, Herr Scar. I will make the introductions brief. First, Le Mans, the Frenchman, the most daring driver on the continent and master of the garrote. Next, El Ghetto, daring cat burglar and alarm specialist. A loyal friend, but a formidable foe. And finally, the dreaded Turk, skilled with many weapons and deadly with them all.
The layout of the job. Memorize every detail. Looking for something, Herr Skarr?
Well, where I come from, Dutchman, we always have a little drink to celebrate the closing of a deal.
There is a corkscrew over there.
A corkscrew? What for? Well, here's to the job. By the way, what is the job?
The Royal Jewels.
Here's to the Royal Jewels.
We strike tonight.
We strike tonight?
We must all be at our best if X's plan is to work.
Tell me, Dutchman, when do we get to meet Mr. X?
Not until the job is completed.
I see. So, we don't get to meet X until after the job is over. By the way, Dutchman, who is X?
Fly.
Give me your complete attention.
Operator, operator!
I'm sorry, your number's out of order.
All right, what's the plan?
The time is now exactly 4:30. In 5 minutes, we leave by boat, cross the lake to the car.
I drive us to the palace and park outside the chemist shop.
Driving time?
44 minutes and 27 seconds.
Good. 5:29. The palace closes to the public at 5:30. We give them 5 minutes to clear the palace and lock the jewels in the vault. Then move to this spot beneath the jewel room.
I take care of the sentry.
Here.
Correct, but remember, no violence, unless necessary.
I have exactly 7 minutes to gain entry, breach the alarms, and admit the others before the sentry makes his second round.
Guard positions?
Below.
Above.
Inside.
Which brings us to this. The vault, Herr Skarr. Considered to be impenetrable, several inches of the best British steel. You have less than 30 minutes before the changing of the guard. How do you propose to crack the time lock?
With this.
Nitro? You are a cool one, Herr Skarr.
Let's get on with it.
It is time. 4:35... Synchronize now. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go.
Let's check our watches. 5:33.
6 o'clock.
9:45.
8:15.
Perfect. We're right on schedule. Let's go.
Thank you.
Commander Hathaway's office. No, he's not here. This is Van Cleef, his assistant.
This is Maxwell Smart, Secret Agent 86.
Who?
You know, the fellow who joined the Scorpion gang, disguised as the Scar. Now listen carefully. We're in the middle of robbing the Royal Jewels. I don't know who X is. The Dutchman is gone, and I can't stall much longer. What'll I do?
Proceed with the robbery. We have you under surveillance.
We'll close in as soon as you rendezvous with the Dutchman and X.
Right.
Drop it.
What happened?
The concussion from the explosion.
Forget him. Get the jewels.
Thank you.
So, my old friends Elgato and Le Mans are no more.
Fortunes of war, Dutchman. Besides, that makes a bigger split for us.
That's right. I want my share now.
Of course, my friend. Here is your share.
Yeah. You can have my share, Dutchman. I'm sure X would want it that way.
You're wrong, Mr. Smart. X wants it. And now, you, Mr. Smart.
I'll skip my turn. Chief, how did you know that Van Cleef was X?
We didn't know, Max. The chief thought she was the Chaos Agent, and we followed her here.
I see. Then as X, Van Cleef used her position at Control to engineer the jailbreak and plan the robbery. But as a double agent, she had to kill the Dutchman in order to get the jewels for Chaos. Yes, it's all very simple except for one thing.
What's that?
Why does Commander Hathaway have his arm around Van Cleef?
Mr. Hathaway is the real X, and the Chaos Agent, too.
Tut-tut, my love, where's your gratitude? After all, Mr. Smart did bring us these pretty jewels. Now, if you'll just nip over and relieve them of their guns, I'll try to get this nasty business over with as quickly as possible.
I have a knife in my back pocket.
No, you don't. You certainly don't intend to shoot us, Commander.
Oh, but I must, my dear. To complete the perfect crime. That way, Chaos gets the royal jewels. I get credit for destroying the Scorpion gang. My cover remains secure. And American Control gets a black eye for your involvement in the robbery. Only one question remains. Who goes first?
You haven't volunteered for anything lately, Chief.
What are you doing?
Just this, 99. Don't move Hathaway or I'll blow us all to kingdom come.
You wouldn't dare.
Try me.
Quick thinking, Max.
Daring move, Max.
Not really, 99. You see, this nitro bottle happens to be empty.
Max!
Don't tell me it's not empty.
It's not empty!
I asked you not to tell me that.